Good morning. Today is Wednesday, July the 28th. Joining us this morning, Humboldt County Supervisor and Chairman of the Board. You don't sing like Frank used to, do you?
I haven't tried lately. Do you want me to try right now?
I suspect not. Good. Virginia Bass. Hey, I saw a great license plate yesterday. K-U-R-E-K-A. Karaoke, phonetically.
Okay.
I thought, how cool.
I should check more carefully. I usually just see the ones that make my jaw drop. It's like, no.
Oh, yeah. Our question, are you ready for this?
Sure.
I'd like to say this is the first time I've been in person with you for a long time, as far as I know.
All the rumors have just kind of faded away, haven't they?
Yeah, well, not anymore. Can't even seem.
Here we go again. All right. You know, those Eureka High kids, I don't know. Ever wonder why a groom carries the bride over the threshold?
The first thing is he doesn't drop her. That would be a problem.
Yeah, or hitting on either side of the doorway.
So she
yeah.
Won't trip on the way in to their first abode.
According to an old superstition, doorways are powerful places where menacing spirits lurked, posing dangers for any stranger entering a house. A man carried his new bride over the threshold to sneak her past the evil spirits. Presumably, these spirits ceased to be as much of a threat once they knew that the new wife was no longer a stranger.
Was the spirit the old wife?
It only takes a certain person to even think about the previous wife, and we'll just kind of let that one slide.
And spirited.
Okie dokie.
You haven't changed.
No. Why would I? Oh, gee. So we have got this thing called a new budget. And there's this thing as part of the new budget that is called a surplus.
It's not really a surplus.
Unassigned dollars that could be in the general fund or could be placed somewhere else.
Well,
and I just kind of have been asking everyone as they come through, whether it's for the fourth or whether it's for the entire county, what would you love to have, let's say, of the 16 million, say 5 million?
Well,
so if I had
$5 million,
where would you like to see it applied for the county?
Well, I'd say first, surplus is it's an interesting term because a lot of the dollars in there aren't really available because of the way accounting goes. But surplus.
Okay, now you brought up the accounting. We'll talk about that then too.
Well, it's like some of this is very, it's not something that I would want to be involved in on, you know, when the funding comes in and goes out or you get funding for the projects. And
no,
so a lot of things
but
are
if you
for.
Could, if you could direct those
$5 million for
to direct to something.
Oh, God, there's so many great things. I mean, quite frankly, you know, if it was a project, I think there's so much potential. How much do I get? 5 million?
Yeah.
You can't do much with that.
Oh, come on. Now, you haven't been at the trough that long, have you?
No. You know, it's been, you've asked me a question and it's like, oh my gosh, you know, there's so many needs in this community, but then there's also some good things that are happening that we can enhance. You know, I think tourism for us is things are opening up. I mean, we've got more flights. We've got some pretty cool things at the city of Eureka. I'm in love with a skywalk. I don't know if you've gone on that yet.
Not yet, but, you know, I see that there are a lot of others because certain days people are having to walk a long distance, which I think might, you know, so maybe a shuttle.
A shuttle, yeah.
Just kind of looping around the three blocks around the water tanks and everything. Something like that could be
added
a concept, yeah.
You know, and on the peninsula, there's a lot going on. I mean, there's a lot of,
right.
And so over there, there's the business needs, there's the infrastructure needs, there's, and it's kind of like, so it's hard. It's like, do something fun with the money, or put it towards something that costs a whole lot more than the $5 million, but gets you to a place where you can actually start seeing the economic impact, because that's how we get more surplus dollars. I think the more economic impact we can find. So. Yeah, I don't let me think about this too long. I'll probably think of all sorts of ideas, but I think my preference would be what could bring the best bang for the buck. What could those dollars be used for as matching and get more to the community?
So seed money.
Yeah, that sounds like a good.
All right. You're the fifth one, by the way, so I'm not going to ask that anymore. But for me, it's mental health.
Oh, no, that's huge.
That's it. Period. End of story. There's too much stuff associated around that and too many hurdles and challenges that are holding businesses back because of that.
Well,
so if we could, you know, if that could be enough to buy some more staff for 5 years, build a facility.
Yeah. Well, the building
expanded the current facility.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
something.
Well, it's funny you should say this. Yeah, actually.
Now you can't dovetail on my idea. You have to come up with your own idea.
I told you this earlier. I said it. Okay. So last week, we were fortunate to be part of an announcement that that Senator McGuire made. One of the things this community has been needing, and it's not going to answer or solve all the problems, but if you've gone to the emergency department, if you know those lovely trips in the middle of the night when you, or you trip in the middle of the night and you go to the emergency department, and the beds are full with often people who are going through mental health crisis and or crises, and what happens is they can't be sent anywhere that's not got a bed. And so Semper Virens has a very, you know, small number of beds, and you have to be aware of what staff is there too. So what people, either they'll go, you know, eventually Semper Virens, some actually probably go back to jail, and others are actually sent out of county. And I mean, if that was your family member who was having a mental health crisis, I wouldn't think sending them out of the county is the best idea. So, but what happens is...
but you could do the same with medical. Go where the best services for that person are.
If it's in town, that's great.
If it's not,
Go where the best services are. Those are the best services. It's whatever's available. But you know, what happens, too, is the emergency rooms get backed up with these folks because there's no place to that you can readily take them. And so that impacts the emergency rooms. It impacts the people who are kind of in some way stranded there. And it impacts other people getting into the department that need help. So there's an opportunity, Senator McGuire, and, you know, Director Beck knows all the ins and outs, but Senator McGuire was successful in helping secure $2 million it will not build the entire facility, but it will help bring a facility online where we hope to have 10 beds, which is basically could operate as a step-down unit. So instead of going to the hospital, there's a different path to take. So the emergency department does not get backlogged with people who can't get to a place they need to be.
Is this in addition to Semper Virens?
Well, it's not...
It's
not an expansion. Expanding Semper Virens, there's a lot of challenges through government regulation, not ours. It's like state or fed. But it's at a most likely could be at a different location, like 10 beds. Doesn't sound like a lot.
I thought you were going to say like the old juvie hall. KINS, News and Information, time is 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbara Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long, on 980 AM. We are Easy Radio. Easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music. Easy Radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information. Time's 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Virginia Bass. So, Virginia, you got a little bit of money, and that's kind of a cool little evolution in the last little bit.
Right.
But I would think if there's anything that this year is going to be a reminder or demarcation? Yeah, okay. This year it's going to be Humboldt State becoming a Cal Poly. I mean, that has such huge upside lift, and I've only had one topic area references a negative: housing.
Well, that's funny. Notice what I just scribbled down when you said that.
You say, I really feel like a what?
Housing. Well, that's what it's. There's a lot of exciting things happening over there with HSU, And actually, even with CR working, they work in conjunction quite a bit now. And recently, the nursing program received several million dollars also in that announcement from Senator McGuire. But yeah, the Cal Poly one could be huge, and being able to take full advantage of that for our community is important. But, you know, housing is an issue. And
so with that recognition of the need of housing, you know, big shocker, I'm going somewhere with this. Is County Building and Planning Department, the cities of Eureka and Arcata and Fortuna, are you, and I guess it would be the Supes, leaning on them to streamline this process so that when the properties are identified that are potential for construction, that can happen, or shrink the lot size down, or this thing, and I was talking to the fellow last week, and he said, there are no condominiums in Humboldt County.
Well, after Florida, I'm not sure.
Buy a condo. And it's like...
There were a couple. There are a few, but yeah, you're right. It's not like in other places. What I would say with the, you know, one of the things that has been being done is the accessory dwelling units, at least both in the city of Eureka and...
Yeah, but mother-in-laws aren't for purchase.
But what they are for, what I'm trying to say, when you talk housing, are we talking with a Cal Poly, are you talking, you know, people who work there? Are you talking about the students who would go there? And so that is where the ADUs can... This is a conversation actually I had with the Medical Society the other day because, you know, I don't think they realize... I don't think people who are realtors maybe even realize what a selling point it is to have a house with some units that could be used, and you could have furnished units. You know, I mean, things that are easy to go. So that's where I mentioned the ADUs, and I think students would be appropriate in their, well, depends on the student, I suppose. As far as actual projects, I think part of the, I had this conversation also the other day, part of the challenge is, you know, you got developers who do wonderful jobs. Some of them specialize in developments that come with different types of credits and all
Who
that.
Who doesn't in Humboldt County
now? That's just it.
Because there hasn't been pressures. All those folks are now out of the area or retired.
Right.
How do we get regular, normal, not subsidized homes?
You know, it's a good question because so much of development projects, I mean, whether we've talked, you know, recently the vets or... you know, over in Samoa, you know, come with funding that makes everyone jump through lots of hoops. Then you got, you know, you've got Kramer's extension of the project over on Hubbard that I don't know if that has funding attached to it, but it is hard to get a builder that wants to do that. But I would think there'd be a draw to actually doing something in the line of the apartment-type buildings.
I would suspect, though, the big challenge is because it hasn't been here for so long. We know folks that are, they're in Sonoma County, they're in Marin County, they're in Sacramento County, they're in Las Vegas, because there's been so little here for so long, and the ROI just isn't there because the property, the raw land prices have been so low, and the economics of the area just don't allow the normal multipliers to exist.
Well,
now we got these multipliers existing, but we don't have anybody to do the do.
Well, and also, you know, some things that we can't really control, at least, you know, are some of the regulations that do come down from the state. And I know they're meant for good intent, but, you know, the solar and other things, that also...
That actually almost pencils out. I mean, we're kind of looking at it, and it's like, yeah, okay, that feels okay, but we don't have...
But on a large scale.
We don't have... Well, that's one house, that's all I'm focusing on. But the developers, it's like, you know, we've got the development fees. You know, we're going to be tapping in about 10 feet away, and we're going to get hit with the same amount as somebody else. And that's the way the game is. That's the way the game is. But to attract people, I guess, Kurt is building down in Sonoma County within the fire area. Mm-hmm. They waived all the developmental fees because they want these houses to be built because there's an urgency.
Right.
Okay, we got an urgency.
Yes, but I have a feeling Sonoma probably has additional funding that came with that emergency.
Wouldn't it be worth investigating?
Well, sure, I can call Supervisor Gore, like, later today.
And say, bing, bing, bing. Yeah. You know, and things like that have been kind of sacrosanct in the past, now we're part of it.
I do not want to have the emergency that's in the multiples.
No, but the housing pressures that we have here certainly exist. And I mean, you were talking with the medical folks. Yeah, they can't get people here because they can't buy a house.
Yeah, well, and
or find a house to buy.
Right. Well, our public health officer, he's been over a year now, and we were having this conversation with the medical society, you know, and it's he actually had a suggestion I thought was really cool. If there was a realtor somewhere that could operate as like kind of a relocation specialist, because they have those in other communities.
Kind of like a coordinator.
Yeah.
Of sorts.
And it's like, I'm going, wait, how come no one's figured this? You know, maybe there is someone, but I'm having a meeting with a couple of realtors in this week to say, hey, I think there's an opportunity to
do
something different.
You know why we don't. Because it's something we have to go out of the area to find. You know, bring in a new idea. Let's challenge something. Like a condominium complex. I mean, come on.
Really?
We can't get anywhere in the county. We can't have a complex? Oh, okay.
Well,
I have a complex. Never mind. It's 8:30.
Hey, community. Times are rough right now. Retail shops may be closing, but the bulk flower market is still open and moving fast. We here at Bayer can help turn your flower harvest into cash today. Call Bayer Extraction House at 707-693-2222. That's 707-693-2222. Don't miss out. It is time to sell. Bayer Extraction House, your flower selling powerhouse.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Virginia Bass, Humboldt County Supervisor. The challenges, I think, sometimes, Virginia, is trying to deal with what is, what was, and then look into what could be for our area. You guys are coming up on a little bit of a break, which is kind of cool, but for some of those types...
Actually, I'm here with you on my break. You should be, you know...
Oh, I thought it was the first half of August was the only time.
No, we adjusted it. When you have people on the board that have kids in school, things kind of get adjusted. So we have the fifth Tuesday that's always generally dark, which is July. But then we just have the 1 week in August.
So oh, it's only 1 week
August
now?
10th. Well, one official, but one is the fifth week.
Well, that'll allow you to at least go to the fair then.
Well, oh, there you go. On August 10th, be there, be square. We're opening the chambers up.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, I'll see if I can recognize anybody other than Rex. And, you know, it's like, oh, fine.
He hasn't changed a whole lot.
Yeah. What a shocker.
Well, I think COVID, you know, as much as we've all disliked it, probably has presented opportunities, and some of what you're talking about, I don't know, but it seems like there could be some natural progression to doing things differently, and maybe now that we're coming out of this, I think people are still kind of stuck a little bit. You know, it's like the littlest things become really, you know, a flashpoint.
We focus on it. Yeah,
but I think, and so some of what you're talking about is like, okay, now that we are kind of like moving in a direction where we can think bigger as a community, how do we make these things happen? I don't have an answer for you today. I probably won't tomorrow either.
Yeah, you know, as much as anything, I think for a lot of us, it's not that we're looking for an answer. It's looking for the attempt to find the answer. Legit, full effort, kumbaya, happy spirit. Let's see if we can do something. That's about all we can hope for.
Well, and I'll give you a different example. It has nothing to do with housing, but, you know, recently we have an audit committee now that we formed, and we recently had a meeting, and I have to say it was one of the ones that actually showed more of that spirit between different departments, including department heads and elected folks and outside entities and others who can help. And it's kind of like the realization, it's like, you know, no one can do things on their own. Whether you're talking about developments or a government process or, you know, dealing with crazy financial figures, it's like we should learn to actually accept help from people and bring people onto the team.
And ask for help.
Yeah, and ask for help. But like, whether it's housing or anything else, the conversations, like, I'm seeing some more conversation come back that people are being really thoughtful, actually. And
so this is cross-jurisdictional, or this is within the department? Or within the structure?
I would say within the organizational structure, and which I think is actually... And then, you know, it's not perfect, and there's more that needs to be drawn in. But it was one of it was heartening to actually see people kind of come to this place where it's like, okay, we have to help each other if we're going to get things accomplished.
Kind of pointing all in the same direction.
And so I know that will not always be the case, but I think even in the housing and
seize the moment.
I have no idea. Tomorrow could be a whole nother. Well,
maybe you get on the back of your card. I don't know if the print shop could do it. Carpe diem.
Seize the day. There's a lot of good on potential here. I don't think I'm gonna. Our business cards are pretty bad looking.
So yeah. Okay. Fine.
We didn't have our actual phone number on it. I don't think.
The ADA. How's it progressing? Everybody says great and wonderful, but nobody really knows when it's going to be over. Any idea where we are?
Do you ever have like gnats in here or something?
Tom?
There's definitely the plans that are drawn out through the years. It's a significant, one, financial investment, and two, you can't just find people to do the work. I know Rex has talked a lot about curb cuts, because that's one of his things. How many curb cuts that we've had, we have
is that
to do.
Bringing it down so that it's okay.
Yeah. So, just the county itself, was the our building is still being fixed up, I guess. I refer whatever you want to call it, but everything, and then you have to go through the consultants, and then they have, it's the process. If it was just simple, it still wouldn't be done by now if it was just simple.
Yeah, but the timeline, 5 years, 4 years, 25 years?
Considering...
I know you're outside of the edict now, so that there's recognition progress is happening.
Well, continuing, you remember, none of the board members at the, were a part of the original board that signed the original agreement.
That seems to be brought up on a more regular basis than you would imagine.
Yeah, so,
not my fault. Okay.
Well, it's not that it's not my fault, but the people that got us into it did not fulfill or work on it, but it was because there was financial crisis, and they had issues being able to do that. So it falls on those of us who are there now, and it's been a painful process, but it's the right thing to do. And I have to say...
But it's costing a buck and a half, and it's a yearly draw away from other opportunities.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the biggest thing. If those dollars were free, maybe there's some more pavement that can be done, more sidewalks that can be put in the right way. I mean, whatever it might happen to be... That and the retirement program, figure those are the two big nasty elephants in the room that nobody's talking about.
Well, we talk about it. It's just like, and you try to
nobody's talking about it in public.
It's kind of like, you can only do so much, like change the hiring process, and you can't go and take away what has transpired.
The unfunded aspects of that. Debt. I mean, that's... Do you know roughly what it is?
I'd have to look. It's significant.
I mean, $50 million, $100 million.
But remember, they didn't used to make you. They didn't keep track of it, so I think that's why it shocks all of us. I got the ADA thing. I want to go back. I don't know if you remember Charlie Bean. I don't know if you know Charlie. Charlie passed away, just like last week or so. And I just wanted to. When we're on ADA. If there was somebody who was a tireless advocate for that, it certainly was Charlie. So,
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:43.
Hey, folks. Flying local is buying local. And with three airlines serving five destinations, Humboldt County has more choices than ever. Fly on American, Avelo, or United Airlines. We have service to Denver, Hollywood Burbank, LAX, Phoenix, and San Francisco airports. Now's the time to book and save on that getaway. Or have friends and family fly to visit the beautiful Redwood Coast. For more information, go to flyhumboldt.org. Fly Humboldt, more flights to more destinations.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:47. We're back talking shop this morning with Virginia Bass. Virginia, with some of those cool projects that are out there, you know, we got the fish folks, cool. We've got Humboldt, cool. We've also got the fiber optic line coming in. And I have heard, and I do not remember where it was from, should have, but that Caltrans is trying to give the old highway to the county and to the city of Arcata so that you can handle the right-of-way for this line coming into town to the old Copeland location.
I'll give you my thoughts on that. I mean, Supervisor Bone Ricks is most involved in this because he's been tirelessly an advocate for broadband with his rural county group. But my understanding when it came to us, and I don't want to do a knock on Caltrans, but their process for getting the right-of-way to actually put the line in there is basically a very long process or onerous, and you're not going to get it done. So I think that's why this item came to us. It's like, well, if we want to get this project done, we have to take out, if this is an impediment, and if we can come together, although it comes with a cost, right? You know,
the maintenance of it. It's like old Arcata Road. Same thing. Here, have it. Okay. What do you mean? Central Avenue. What do you mean?
Yeah. But I do think it was, I think this one, you know, the recognition that we need that right-of-way available to get that line, you know, taken care of. And
so you're seeing this as a positive partnering rather than as somebody wanting to back away.
Partnering, I think, is they're backing away, but I think they recognize that they may not have been the best ones to take care of it and help it move forward.
Could they assist other than?
I don't know.
I mean, there's hard money would have to be spent unless you're just going to run it on either power poles or, you know, over the sand dunes.
Yeah, I would not want to speak for Caltrans, and I'm not involved in the inner process of that whole thing. Sure would be nice, but a lot of things are nice.
Probably not, huh?
Yeah,
There's a lot of money, obviously, associated with this thing, so somebody's got some really, really deep pockets with it, and you wouldn't want to give up, well, you don't have to give up money, but, you know, you'd also don't want Humboldt County to be known yet one more time as the place that we can't work with.
Right. Well, as I know, I think that we're trying to be the partner. I thought you meant Caltrans.
Oh.
So, no. I think we're good. We're right.
Maybe that's at $5
million. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, one day at a time, it's always a new challenge that comes up.
So what's been the biggest challenge for you this month?
Well, quite frankly, Zoom has made me just, like, lose my, you know, marbles a few times, I think. From the standpoint that I have noticed that people just don't treat each other as well as when you're in a room with people and you have to see people.
And they're really people instead of these video images?
And so to me, I think that's been a challenge, and I'm looking forward, you know, obviously it's going to be different, but I think we kind of have to go back to remembering how we used to interact, if that makes sense. And maybe
you mean socialization?
My meetings, I just, as chair over Zoom and just with the multitude of cannabis hearings and stuff we've had, it's been enough to, you know.
Enough done, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, what about this drought committee? You know, what do you see going on with that? Cause you mentioned the marijuana guys. They've got their own contingency, and certainly there's special funding and special recognition by the county, but pot versus cows?
You have to look at it. I mean, legally, it is a legal crop, right?
Oh, no, it's not that. It's just what uses the most moisture, during a drought period. It's not what it is, it's how much it uses.
Well, and there's actually different data that's showing. I think it depends how certain ones are planted, how frequently they go through, and there's data that is now showing less water usage. I am not an expert on this by any stretch, and we will be having, you know, wells are a big issue right now.
Springs drying up, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But it just is, it's interesting that
fish are important, you know, too.
Yeah, but are there any fish left in the eel? I mean, I know that.
I haven't done an accounting.
Yeah, it would be interesting to find out. Too bad Jimmy's not around. I mean, at least we could ask somebody who would have a clue. but some of those types of things that we hear about in other ecospheres or environmental regions just haven't seemed to be applicable to the Eel River. They're there. Nobody's talked about it, though. And it's like, okay, so what are we going to do here? What are we going to do there? And that this lack of consistency of concern, I think, is something is a little unsettling.
Well, there's so many things to be concerned about. Maybe it's hard to focus on, you know, which topic, which...
Particularly when there's only 15 seconds left. So good timing.
You're sure it's...
See, the Nerf ball, the whole...
Sure.
You're connecting all over the place here.
Oh, wait, and it like the can, too.
See what you've been missing out.
Wow.
See ya next month.
Okay.
And everybody else tomorrow.
Bye.